Yuchai Sarah. Ha'inin hu ki Hashem Yisbarach boras ha'adam ofa min adama. The Eibishter created a person ofa min adama v'yipach pa'apa p'nishmas chayim. U'mitzad ha'neshama, meaning ha'ruchnis sheba adam, ratza in ha'adam ha'teshukosai chazak li es dovek b'shma Yisbarach. Tzad ha'ruchnis tika neshama of a person, so the ratza of the person in his tshuka is always to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al pi ruchnis ha'sfiris ha'kadosha. In other words, what he's saying is that the neshama is always has a tshuva, but the gashmi is can be magbe, the koich haguf can be magbe on the neshama, and then the person doesn't feel his tshuvas. It's always the machama who's goyver. Somebody's always going to be goyver over here. Lo'im lo'im says next week's parasha. Lo'im lo'im yemotz. Yemotz means one is always going to be goyver. Each one's a melech. The Yitzhar is called a melech. Right? Melech zokin v'ksil. The Yitzhar is called a melech. Sadan neshama is the chavada bi melochim im lo'ichud hidin b'nei melochim. So there's always a fight which melech is going to win. Shabbos taka the neshama wins, because if you get a neshama yisir, you get a boost. If you get a boost, the neshama wins. If the neshama wins, the takan klal yisrael have a din. Fishet is Reb Shimon. That Klal Yisrael, all the Yidden are not as soaked, they smear themselves with Shemana Farasamayin on Shabbos on a Makkah, because Klal Yisrael b'nei Melachim. Because with the emistic of the Shabbos and the Malchus Kedusha, because when you get a Neshama, the Kedusha, the Neshama Yisrael, the Neshama is one Melach, and there's always one Melach being Goyver on the other one, so Shabbos, the Chelek of Neshama is Goyver over the Chelek of Guf. Therefore, on Shabbos, so it's always the shayla who's gonna win. Once the neshama wins, so then maybe a person's got tshuka. People think that Yiddishkeit is always a struggle. No, the struggle of Yiddishkeit is to get to your neshama. Once you get to your neshama, it's maybe. I told them the same thing when it comes to the igiyah namela in Torah. It's not the igiyah namela in Torah. It's the igiyah namela to get to the or. Once you get to the or. So, once you get to the R, you got to the R. It's not Yigina Mela in Torah, it's Yigina Mela to get to the R. Same thing. The Yigina Mela of a person is to get to his Neshama, it's his Neshama's Goyber, so the Neshama Mela is a Chukka. It doesn't have to work on his Chukka, you have to work. All the hard work is getting to your Neshama. That's the whole habit.
It's a Meitim, it's an Eis.
Oh, very good. And how do you know
that
one?
Yeah,
Yigina Mela, that's right. How do you know that word? You have to work. That's the sort of the neshama. The sort of the neshama is. That's why people say, why is it so hard for me? Why is it so easy for this guy in Yiddishkeit? Some shot is for you. It's hard and for you it's easy. He got to the neshama. Once he got to the neshama, you have him made a dikachuk. But Kolzman the kuf keeps on disturbing. So that's your fight. You're not fighting over Torah. You're fighting over who wins, and once the neshama wins. So it's the same thing with Chalan Avetz Hashem. How does a person get a tshuka for Avetz Hashem? Get to your neshama, and you have a tshuka to Avetz Hashem. If a person, the more gashmi a person is, so the harder it is to get to his neshama. And that's what he's fighting for, and that's the melchama. But when you get to the neshama, it's no more melchama. It's the more like yourself. Neshama is called a tshuka. Once a person gets to the Koach HaNeshama, so then it's called Tan Dobuk. But it also says that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Ha'anavoy. Ha'anavoy, as Rosh Tev, is Nun Boy. He's got the letter Nun in him. In other words, Moshe is all the letters of Neshama without the Nun. By the time Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter already, he's already called the Neshama Dik. His goof is called the Neshama Dik. B'mei Vesem Shona Vechayom, Lo Yuchal Lotzis Velove. He was called the Neshama Dik. Tzadi was called a neshama dik. He was a misa bechlal. It's not shaykh to the inyan. Misa is beguf. There was no number of misa. Haman made a mistake. He made a goro of a zayin ador. Mes Moshe. He didn't know that the zayin ador knew that Moshe. Moran kedusha. So what's the vod? The vod is when he dies in the day he was born. So it means that he's not really dying. For kid, he's reborn. He goes up to the next world. It's a reborn. It's not perhaps a dying. It's a change. It's a reborn. That's the son. I'm sure you've heard from me already that Kilo has said that in this week's parasha. So is the bas kuf, kabas chof, kabas zayin. It's going the wrong way around. If A person wants to know when he's young, that he's mature. Tell a 100-year-old that you're like a 70-year-old. And the Torah says, no, it's about tzaddikim. The older they get, to a certain degree, the younger they're getting. Because they're soon going to be so young that they're reborn into the new world. So as they get older, they're getting older from this world, but they're getting younger and achana for the next world. That's like a leida chadosha. That's the whole sod of the Akedah and of Avraham Avinu being thrown into Kibshon Eish. It's not a sod that Avraham Avinu came out of the Kibshon Eish. Nothing happened to him. That's not his sod. He went into Kibshon Eish, he came out reborn. Avraham Avinu went onto the Yitzhak Avinu went up into the Akedah. So there it says, Arizal says he got a new neshama. Paruch HaNishmas, he got a new neshama. It's reborn. Tzaddikim leave here, they're being reborn. And when you're reborn, so then you're young, then you're mishmak. Klal Yisrael, Yecheskel says, Leli Tzis Mitzrayim, they were reborn. Zachati lo chesed narayich. Chesed narayich, when you're young, you're fresh. So tzaddikim, the older they get, the fresher they get. So that's mitzvah neshama.
So what's the pshat the Gemara says, the greater the tzaddik, the greater the yetzer
hara? Because otherwise he loses the bechir. It doesn't mean he still has the yetzer hara for the same nourishment when he had when he was 10. It means if he has different yetzer haras now. Now it's the yetzer hara of gaiva, not forget, the yetzer haras become more ruchnistic. When a child is young, or let's say a big bal taiva. So a big bal taiva, he's got gastica yetzer haras. So he's got disgusting yetzer haras. For a normal person, it's not such a shtaka yetzer hara, because a normal person is disgusted by such a thing. But tzaddik, so how's the yetzer hara going to turn him on? There it says, he goes into delicate nyonim of feeling good, of feeling. It's much more delicate. So the yetzer hara itself becomes more a besser a mensch, the yetzer hara becomes. So the yetzer hara, in other words, the yetzer hara is to steig, is to be on par with him. So it's to start creaking around into the ruchnistik of hakiris over here, to be machshel him. That's what it means, yitzra godlo imena.
His bam is being oyla meyla, but the maisa he still has a malchama.
In he's being oyla meyla, but within that, that's right, within his neshama, now he's got neshamadik and neshamadik yitzra. Totally, that's what Motli told me last week.
I
told him Motli, speaking to him Motli, right? He was telling, I was speaking to him, and I said, well, there's a new Chassid Shishiva in Salzburg, very serious Chassid Shishiva. It's Rav Motli telling you, Shumaf, it's all Yetzahara that tells me that tells me not to be so much in the modern Orthodox Yeshivas, forget. He says, whatever, that's his Zach. So I said, that's interesting, whatever, it wasn't so serious. He said, yeah, Chassidim have Chassid Shayetzahara. Yeah, that's a Zahn Yetzahara. He says, Chassidim have Chassid Shayetzahara. He's telling you the modern Orthodox children, they're much more serious, much more mature, they're much more macabre. So you're a chassid, I'm a chassid she hits ours. Wait here for yourself. That's exactly what we're saying. So Yitzharas work if you know it. Oh, but the person still feels it. The Yitzharas not going to tell him. Yitzharas not going to tell him to do something that's not shaykh to his madrig anymore. So how does a person feel it? How does a person be goyver the koicha neshama koicha guf? Eiz marmana de tefillah v'tachnunim tomid lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Through tefillah and tachnunim tomid lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Gewaldi. Because tefillah is a neshama tikazach. So tefillah is a neshama tikazach. Tefillah is tshuka. That's tefillah. Tefillah is tshuka. So tefillah is a neshama tikazach. Tvor mo'ayim de beru meshaloyim. Tefillah is hikhibu es chabros. וידוע כי השם שקע הוא שמיר מן היצרות לכן נספל על תום את תפילה זו שקע ישמירנו אצלנו מן היצרות השם שקע זה שמיר שמיר מן היצרות we discussed this before together that's about the mezuzah we got to the house this is השם שקע over the outside of the mezuzah because it's a shmir for the יצרות נגמר וזה ויהיו חי סור דו גוף so הקדוש says סור זה בכן אף חוימה סור זה בכן אף גוף ואברהם אבינו זה בכן אף נשמה So machmas the guf achumri, hagash mitzarach adam lo vitomed letefila zu. Shagat shmeini shemeruz barshatez v'yuch ha'yisor shegamat shur kimin shak. Va'oz kel shaka yiyem be'ezrish yuchel lahagbe koyechas haneshama ulachnia koyechas haguf moedik ulazachech gufoy ulapech achoy me'atzul ad shegam chiyis haguf yiyem chiyis ha'likus. This is a pelvic yisod. Because be'etzem, besoid, What's stronger, the guf or the nefesh? It's the shayla. The guf is ein sof. The chas v'shalom, the neshama is ein sof. So, kol zman, you're dealing here down here, in gvul, in other words, the neshama is neslabish. And here, so you've got neshama, which is neslabish in the guf, and he's fighting over the guf. So that is a mechama. But if you remember that the maisa, the guf, is limited, and the neshama is unlimited, so if you double to the neshama, behechrich, who's going to win? Behechrich, the neshama is going to win. Shem Shaka means die. In other words, the Gemara says in Chagiga that the world is mispashed. The Hoyach Tila Kadosh Baruch Hu said die. What does die mean? That to the goof there's a soif. To the goof there's a soif. It's not an ain soif. But the neshama is an ain soif. So a person is more aware than the kuda. That the koich is a neshama, the koich is an ain soif. So it's mochrich that the neshama should win. So what's the shayla? A person looks at his ruchnistikheit as gvur. Because he's only relating to his ruchnis, which is inside him. But the ruchnis which is inside him is a ha'ara shabahara shabahara of his neshama, which is in Shemaim, which is Ein Sof. So therefore, when you go out of the house, you see the shakai, see mizbainin, not nakuda, that the gashmi stick is die. The gashmi stick is die, it's gvul. And ruchnis is bli gvul. Big kilkul is when you make the ruchnis into gvul. So then you've got a fair battle. Then you're in the ring. Then you've got a fair battle. It's not fair. You have to go knowing that you're an Ein Sof. And then when an Ein Sof goes and fights with a Dai, with a Dai meaning a Sof, so then obviously the Tzura is going over the Chaymer. By the day Zeh, Me'er Shana, Me'er Oisiyas, Ha'em, Bechinas Bina, Imei Lo, Tshuvei Lo, Shiyedo, Tom, Hashem Yisbarach, Tshuvei Lo. Esrim Shana, Esrim is Gematria, Kamina Kese. Interesting, other Swarm Adoshim say that Me'er is a Bechina of Kese, Esrim is Chochma Bina, because Me'er is 10 times 10. Kese is the ratio of all the spheres. It's 10 times 10 is 100. That's when it's Kese. And others say that Esrim is Chachma Bina. Each one's 10, each one has 10 in it. Anyways, Esrim Gemini Kese, Vagam Ki Bechines Kese Eidim, Fuvat Eidav Shalom Ha'alam Ha'asog, Ki Gam Bechines Chach Bina Ma'alam Ha'asog. Right? So you do it. Chachma Chachma is only the initial click, the initial spark that comes with a spark. Spark is Ma'alam Ha'asog. A spark is something that disappears. It's an aim by Mamish. Chachma is also Ma'al HaSaka. At Isha Olam Mag B'Koch Sama Shomish B'Chinas Avram Shishurosha B'Chachma Ilo. Avram is Rosh HaTev is Avram. Av is Chachma. Av is Ima is Chachma Bina. Av is Chachma. Rom is the Chachma Laki. Rom is high. Avram is the Chachma Laki. So through the person's Mag B'Koch Sama Shomish, which is B'Chin Avram, which is Shosh HaChachma, because the Shomish is in the Moyach, Shedvuka L'Keser, because Shnei Rooms in Bais Yud, they're both the Rooms in Bais Yud. Because Yud is Chachma, and what's the Koitzah of Yud? Keser. So the Chachma and the Keser, the Chachma and the Keser are Dvukim. That's why Chachma is also Be'etzem Mufrash. It's abstract from the person. Because it's Chachma Me'ayin Timotzei, it's possibly an ear. So it's still abstract to a person. So Avram is Chachma. Chachma is connected, it's the Koitz on the Yud. You can't separate the Koitz from the Yud to see if there is possible. The Koitz on Yud is one thing. So through a person's dovok to the b'china of Avram, so that's how a person Avram and Sarah is the b'china of Mishom in the Guf. Shnei Razim was Yud Chochma v'Guf, Chochma v'Guf Yud v'Kesa v'Kotza Elyon Al Kemitzazeh. The person called Kavir Mamshach Ha'ara Gam Mishom. That's the Esri. Sheva Shonim. That's the Zayin Midas. Chagat Nehi. Right. Malchus Shisakim Kol Zayin Midas. Shem Av Beir Esparas Netzach Choyt. Iskashrus is Yisoyed. Dibor is Malchus. Bilti Lashem Havat. So maybe that's our person, and then a person is goyim. Mag based neshama. Neshama is mispashed in the whole guf. Once you go with the neshama, the neshama is mispashed in the whole guf. It's embassies in the moyach. But the moyach says the neshama is mamalek kol haguf. So neshama is mamalek kol haguf. So maybe therefore, if a person is goyim with the neshama, the neshama is going to conquer the whole. It's going to conquer the whole guf because the neshama travels around the guf. It's going to conquer the whole guf, and then a person meets the esrim shana, shava shana, and then starting from the koyim shleimo. That's how the sorma that he's going to say. And then the person is what? Come to the swarm and the Buddha, she died. Why? Because the whole Koimah was Mushlam. Me'er Shana, so Me'er, Abba Cheshbain is Me'er is the Kesa, Esrim is the Moichin, and Sheva is the Zayin Midas. So once she's a Koimah Shleim of Kedusha, so then that's fulfilled the Tachlis, and she left. So that's the world. What is Avram Vesara means the Neshama is Goyber over the Guf. Om Namah Adam Shehinim Ashkiach. הרוח נשמוס עליך שם וזכת את חייב זגש וסיבר לגרצה ולקרח את הנשמה וזה הגויים שסטליק ממנה הכי את הנשמה בכנס וכאן אנטסטליק מנהוי נשטר ומקלעים בגוף ובלב נשמוס זה הכי את זה שם ליב זה מה זה אמרם זה הכל זה תומס אור אפילו יפלה אני אישה מגבי כוח הזה גוף ושסור על די זהו מכנס מיסה כל מה דנוחס מדרגי קורש בבי יומס he goes down on the dragis כל בי יומס ונויפו ונידח לגמרי מכיס וכיס מכלוס הקדוש של שם הבית זה פחד, זה לפנות, brings to דרגו בתומסור, בגוף שלך לדרחיס. וזה בקירס אהבה, מרומז לקדושה של פורויסיס, על יד כבובקי, כי בחיץ מדריג זה אילו, שמרומז במאה עשרים שונו, all the דלת אויסיס הבית, זה just said. ומאה שהם אויסיס האם, סויד כאילו, פוסט כעשרים, כסה, קויצר של יוד, שם אברום, זכוח מילו, סויד, Yud, on the Shemit Kivovki, Sheva, the Zahmitis, that's the Soyd Vov K, because Vov is the six Midis, and he's the Malchus. So, made in their form. She was buried Bekiris Arba, Thomas Sora, Bekiris Arba. In other words, the Misa of the Guf means the Histalkus of all these Bechimus and Madrigas, which are connected to Yud Kivovki. And that means that the Kedush has left the Koymas on them. Yove Avraham, he's the Neshom, and Don Neshmos, and Lispe, the Sora, Mashem Goram, Gashmi, Zagush, and Histal, and Echisa Kedusha. But if Koisa is considered with the Chof Zira, but if Koisa is a little Zira, the Chof is Kese, Kimishi, Magbi, Koich Sakuf, makes the Kese little. Simon Ashras, or Yisrach, where the Goyim, which is a Bechinus. Kese Mal Chashmai, Bechinus Zira, Katnus Hashem. Yove Avraham gave us a Yisrach, and says, now, if Avraham Avinu must be the Kese. So Avraham Avinu went, gave a Toshu to me, because it's Kevin Yisrach, said, told Zia, Yosef, so I don't need to leave my das it's all with Khinasa cause of Shafti Drach and she ragged the Sacha. I feel a fella. New Taichin al Apostle. Till now we know the Taichin Apostle is so always covered that his legs just took him to the base of Medrash. They sing of on. She yachsh with Chilalech with Drach and Yanakuf. And the Masoif le Maisim she ragged she yoshiv or a gil shle le daka with his Hashem. In other words, a person's whole nuts of the old Mazeh must be a Shindler. The first Shindler of Eilim Hazeh was Yaakov Avinu. He took the brachas from Esav, B'derech HaRoma. Vayakveni zeh. Because Olam Hazeh, the only way to be going to Olam Hazeh is only Derech HaRoma. In other words, you think you're going here, you're going to eat. But Olam Hazeh, you want to be Yosek in the Retari, when Shas you're eating, Yosek in Yechudim. To be going to the Dasi Yitzhara. Vazeh Shemur Zama Shoma, Geh V'toy Shem Lo Yechi Vochem. Shem Lo Yechi Ma Guf Geh V'toy Shem Lo Yechi Vochem. Lassik Bini and Bini Yonik Gufnis. Yitzhara is very framed when it comes to Gufnis. כל זה, תנו לי אחוז את כמי מוח ואיקרו מייסי, שהוא יכול לבטל בכנס הנפילה שלי, רק אם הוא מבטל בכנס מייסו, הושי ועצמי לשם יסברך. אז נעדו זה נשום הקם זן תל הגוף. אני אצגות בי אויסק אני אין למה גוף ניס. But nevertheless, you want to be there, נשום is there to in order to be מבטל בנפילה of the גוף, the חלק המיסו of the גוף, to bring it back again. That's what Domna Melech, that's the סוד. He says, חשבתי דרוח ושיבי רק לידי דסכה. Malchus, we know, is the lowest sphere. About Malchus, the Pasuk says, Raglai, you're the smallest. Dafka, the Dome Melech's Raglai, and he's the Melech, and Raglai, you're the smallest. His Raglai became Vashiva Raglai de Secha, Vashiva Raglai de Secha. So you see, the Dome Melech, his whole vote was to take all the Misa de Kenyonim, which is what Malchus does, Raglai, you're the smallest, and be Mechai, the Misa de Kenyonim. That's what the Melech does. And so the Dome Melech, they came to him for Parnosa, the whole Indian of Parnosa, it's Mavara. The Levitic and Tzitzis are in Tzitzis places. And so that's the whole sort of Malchus. The whole sort of Malchus is to bring Chiyas into Mekomes of Misa. You bring Chiyas into Mekomes of Misa, then the Malchus is a Bayat to kill. Malchus had a Bayat to kill Dovid HaMelech. Because Dovid HaMelech stands for whenever there's a Matzah of Misa, he brings Chiyas over there. So how do you take Dovid HaMelech away? That's the whole Yisod. Oh, why couldn't take Dovid HaMelech away? But that's the whole Yisod of the Neshama. The Neshama comes in. And the Shema says, "Tnu li achuzos kevi. Give me also a psachelik of him. Figure li before even tzoricha. Meshatev is been ever in tzoricha. Isius etzev atzvus atzlus mitzad. You say the offer guf adam. That's mitzad the guf. Or figure li be efrain. She tifgu li be you say the offer. Be pagia me in the efrain in the offer. Take away the atzvus and the rashkus me avoid the Hashem. And because mitzad the guf, the person the guf is dead. The guf is offer nadoma. So mitzad the guf, the person is lazy." Yeah, the piggly bear, and his is all the neshama. Avraham Avinu is the neshama, and he's talking. He says, "The piggly bear, friend, be pegia, kill the effort, kill the offer. שוכל זר זה עצמי, יכן זמר מבינו, אז זה יש כמרם הבקר, ולחג בי כוח הזו נשמה, ואיתן לי, אז מאור זה מכפלה, שהיא על שם ארבע זוגס, שהם בסוי, דל הדויסי, זה הוויה, אין שיובי שוב בדווי כזה, הקודש בו, לא בו, יש פרח שמי. זה סוי דו נשמה, כמה גם של הגוף, שזה סוי דו, נשמה כמה זן תו תוי תזר, אני אומר, זה תמיק את ליבני. זה לא תום הסורה, זה כאילו, referring to somebody, זה גוף is גויבר, זה גוף is גויבר, זה נשמה, זה מספיד, נשמה, שווי זה צפס, דרך הרומה, to bring everything back, to go down into the gashmis, that's all you saw, the raklai you in this moment, is going down in order to bring up. That's the yid kesher, the olma zeh has to be in a matzah of aroma to go down in order to bring up. Raklaim is the mitzvah, raklaim you at the smovis. We're here to find all the chiyas down here. Taka says by Ephraim, says by Yoko Masoda, so Rosh says Tukuma Isoloi. So what is that? Yoko Masoda, he's dealing with Ephraim. Ephraim is the offer, it's toy to offer. When Avraham Avinu takes over the offer, the offer becomes a levi dikamatsiv. Even the chilaka offer becomes a levi dikamatsiv. Avraham is neshama, neshama is very energetic. Neshama is very energetic. Avraham Avinu is cool, he's rizus. Avraham Avinu is cool, he's rizus. From last week's parasha, it's rizus magdimin, you know, from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is cool, he's rizus, he's cool, he's neshama. So you take a koyach as rizus, you put it into the goof in order to make the goof to be zaras with a person. Really sad. So that's Taka Maragli, Milish Maraglai. You go to Amok and Nisa and they have to bring the Chiz. So the Melech was a Nefel, but when the Melech had all the Chalakam of Nisa to him, he was a Nefel. He was supposed to be a stillborn baby, and everyone was running after him to kill him, and Shaul was trying to kill him, and Shalom was trying to kill him. The whole time Shai Chiz was Mizan, that's the Avodah of the Melech, to bring Kedusha, to bring Torah, to bring to the Mokka. We'll take all the tighter zachen from the world and make them labor. Okay.